Have you ever felt condemned? What about defeated or misunderstood? Or all the above, all at the same time? The more you try, the more pronounced these feelings become. And even if they are irrational, the fact that you feel them means you experience them. You know, maybe you have this idea that there's this one thing that if it would happen, it would take away all the hurt found in this miserable place. I mean, if only she would say one nice affirming word. If only he would come back. If only they would hear me out. If only I could show them this. Then all would be well. I'd feel whole, happy, content. I'd feel good. The only thing is, she may never say one nice affirming word. He may never come back. They probably won't ever hear you out. And showing them won't necessarily convince them. What if, instead of striving to leave this miserable place by way of seeking the approval of others, we do so by embracing the approval that we have been extended in Christ? Romans 8:1 says, "There is now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus." You see, our sense of being a good person should not depend on who we are in the eyes of others, but rather on who we are in Christ. Psalm 16:2 puts it this way, "You are my Lord. Apart from you, I have no good thing." Christians attain self-worth and esteem by having a right relationship with God. Period. All other attempts to feel good will lead to more feelings of emptiness at worst, or a temporal gratification of our flesh at best. We can instead know that we are valuable and good because of the high price that our God paid for us through the blood of His Son, Jesus Christ. He loves you. He approves of you. You are valuable. You won. You are His. Are you ready to let those truths edify your soul? Good.